Srimad Bhagavad Gita, text 25, chapter 17. Tad iti anabhisandhaya phalam yajya tapah kriya dana kriyasya vividha kriyante muksha kangshavi. And purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Without desiring fruitive result, one should perform various kinds of sacrifice, penance, and charity with the word tat. The purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from material entanglement. Purport. To be elevated to the spiritual position, one should not act for any material gain. Acts should be performed for the ultimate gain of being transferred to the spiritual kingdom, back to whom? Back to Godhead. So we will also read the verse number 26 and 27. Sadbhave sadubhave cha sad iti etat prayujyate prasate karmani tatha chak शब्द पार्थ युज्यते यज्ञ तपसी दाने च स्थित सत इति शोच्यते कर्म चैव तत् अर्थियम् तत् इति एवाभि ध्यायते. Translation. The absolute truth is the objective of devotional sacrifice, and it is indicated by the word sat. The performer of such sacrifice is also called sat. As are all works of sacrifice, penance, and charity, which true to the absolute nature are performed to please the Supreme Person, O Son of Partha. Purport. The word prasate karmani, or prescribed duties, indicate that there are many activities prescribed in the Vedic literature which are purificatory processes, beginning from the time of conception up to the end of one's life. Such purificatory processes are adopted for the ultimate liberation of the living entity. In all such activities, it is recommended that one vibrate Om Tat Sat. The word Sad Bhave and Sadhu Bhave indicate that the transcendental situation. Acting in Krishna consciousness is called Sattva. Sattva. And one who is fully conscious of the activities of Krishna consciousness is also called a sadhu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25, it is said that transcendental subject matter become clear in the association of the devotees. The word used are satam prasangat. Without good association, one cannot achieve the transcendental knowledge. When initiating a person or offering the sacred thread, one vibrates the word Om Tat Sat. Similarly, in all kinds of performance of yajna, the object is supreme, Om Tat Sat. The word Tat Arthiyam further means offering service to anything which represents the supreme, including such service as cooking and helping in the Lord's temple, or any other kind of work for broadcasting the glories of the Lord. The supreme word Om Tat Sat are thus used in many ways to perfect all activities and makes everything complete. So, first of all, I welcome all of you for our Bhagavad Gita daily class, evening class. So, we are almost at the end of this chapter 17. Chapter 17 contains 28 verses. So, we are today 25, 26, 27. Only 28 left. Tomorrow we will read it. So, chapter 17 starts with a question asked by Arjuna to Lord Krishna. So as a answer to this question, the whole chapter 17 as an answer from Krishna. So question is that Arjuna inquired, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principles of scripture but worship according to their own imagination? They are in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance. So very significant question. First of all, let us just understand the question. Because here Arjuna is not asking that what will happen if somebody with very faithfully, without following the scripture, but very faithfully he is worshipping his own imaginative deity or whatever, his own way, but with full conviction and full faith. So what will happen? Not he is asking, but he is asking that what, actually in which mood he is in, goodness, passion or ignorance. That means in previous chapter, Krishna has already explained what are the different moods and in what mood actually how one acts. So as an answer to this question, Krishna actually very systematically answers it. It is not that just one sloka he gave the answer that it is mood of passion or it is mood of goodness or it is ignorance. Not like that. So he actually explained the philosophy of faith. That's why this chapter name is The Division of Faith. So how Krishna actually answers, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhavan Ki. See, first of all, in the second verse, Krishna starts answering, and he first quotes the different type of worship, who worship whom. He says, one who is in mood of goodness, he worship demigods. One who is in mood of passion, he worship demons. And one who is in mood of ignorance, he worship ghost, spirit, etc. So, after that, Krishna keep explaining that even the food we eat, that also actually depends upon the mood of nature. So he explains that in a mood of goodness, the food increases the duration of life, purify one's existence, and give strength, health, happiness, and satisfaction. Whereas in a mood of passion, the food causes distress, misery, and diseases. On the other hand, food in a mood of ignorance, they are tasteless, decomposed, rotten, etc. So, after that, again, Krishna explains that even the sacrifices also, depending upon the mood of nature, actually, they are differs. Mood, in which mood the performer actually sacrificing. In mood of goodness, one who perform the sacrifice, he actually follow the regulative principle prescribed in the scripture. And second significance is that he do not expect any reward out of this yajna or sacrifice. He does it as a matter of duty. Because in the Vanashram Dharma, it is said that one has to perform his duty according to prescribed these rules. So he, as a matter of duty, do not attach to any activity, so he just perform the sacrifices. But in the mood of passion, one who sacrifice, actually he has a material motive. He wants some material gain. And he may perform it out of his pride that I also can perform sacrifice, etc. So, similarly in ignorance, one who sacrifice, perform sacrifice, he do not follow any scripture, and he do not distribute any prasad for that sacrifice, and he do not give any dakshina to the priest. He just whimsically performs. So this is Krishna is going explaining, and after that he explaining that different type of means austerity also, in which mode. So after that actually Krishna is again explaining, and then in from chapter text number 25 even 24 also, he actually come out of that three modes. He's actually explaining something more than that mode. For example, in the this translation you see, we read already, without desiring fruitive result, one should perform various kinds of sacrifice, penance, and charity. With the word tat, the purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from material entanglement. So, there is a purpose. In a mood of goodness, that the performer was completely detached, he was doing out of duty. But here you see, there is a purpose also. What is the purpose? To get out of this material entanglement. So, again, what is the purpose? In the further, in the next sloka, even in the sloka which will be read tomorrow, they are more clearly explained. But today also it is explained, see. The absolute truth is the objective of devotional sacrifice. And it is indicated by the word sat. And performer of such sacrifice is also called sat, as are all works of sacrifice, penance, and charity, which true to the absolute nature are performed to please the Supreme Person, O Son of Pritha. So, finally, Krishna is concluding the chapter that actually whichever we are performing this sacrifice and different charity, penance, all are for to please Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Krishna is so means intelligently answering that Arjuna have to think that actually what I should means accept for me. So, as a foreign this to illustrate this point that ultimate goal of this devotional sacrifice is to please Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, there are so many stories, but one story is that one time Brahmanas were with their wives performing sacrifice. There means just like we read, they are in a mood of goodness, they were just sacrificing. They were completely absorbed in the rituals. At the same time, Krishna and Balaram with their friends, they were herding cow in the nearby forest, and Krishna proposed to that their friends that you should go and ask for prasad food to these brahmanas. They are performing, they are arranging so many nice things, so you go and ask them for donation for us. So the friends, they are not attached to the fruits, but they are always attached to please Krishna. As Krishna asked, they immediately went and go to the Brahmana. And Brahmanas, they were completely, means, fully absorbed in the performing the sacrifice, chanting the Vedic hymns. So they did not even listen that what these boys are saying. They just ignore. So boys were very distressed because neglect is something more than actually chastisement and some more other type of thing. So they were completely distressed and came back to Krishna and told Krishna that they are not giving us, they even do not hear us. So what to do? So Krishna pacified them that actually you should not feel distressed because the begging is always like that only. So sometimes they will give and sometimes they will just chastise. So don't be attached to the fruits. So no problem. You go to their wives because they also know where the, they are ultimately part of that yajna sacrifice. So they know if you ask them, they will give definitely. So Krishna, on hearing Krishna's this advice, they went again and asked the Brahmana Patnis that Krishna and Balaram are just nearby in the forest, so they want something to eat. So can you give? So the Brahmana Patnis immediately agreed. In fact, they told that you don't need to carry it. We ourselves are going. No problem. So actually Brahmana Patnis, why they agreed? Because they actually heard about Krishna from the different people who went to Brajdham, went from Brajdham, and they heard about Krishna, that their leelas. So just by hearing, the Brahmana Patnis feel so attracted to Krishna so much that they immediately agree. And they went with their basket of prasadam, and Krishna was very happy seeing this. So all enjoyed the prasad. Then Brahmana Patnis immediately said that we actually came, now what will happen? Because we took all the ingredients, so our husband will, we don't think that they will allow us to again enter into our home only. So Krishna told that, no problem, you just go and everything will be okay. And they kept faith on Krishna's word because they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are, Krishna is inside every living entity as a Paramatma. So they knew, they were confident. So they went back to their place. And by that time, actually this Brahmana came to realize that actually we are the most foolish one, because for whom we are actually this performing sacrifice, he himself is asking our bhoga and we refused. So they were just chastising themselves that we are just attached to our ritualistic. This knowledge we gain from reading these scriptures has no use. If we cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what is the use of our knowledge? They are just saying that. And then again they are feeling that this our wives are actually, they are more learned, they are more advanced. And they actually glorify their wives. So Srimad Bhagavatam actually this way demonstrates that how actually ultimate goal of any activity is to actually please Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even Prabhupada is again in this purport, he is saying, the word tat arthiyam further means offering service to anything which represents the Supreme, including such service as cooking and helping in the Lord's temple, or any other kind of work for broadcasting the glories of the Lord. The Supreme word Om Tat Sat are thus used in many ways to perfect all activities and make everything complete. So in our daily life we are performing so many activities for our maintaining, to maintain our life, to maintain our family, to maintain our social life. But unless these activities are not directed to please Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not complete. So, even the cooking and preaching, helping in preaching, any kind of work which are connected to the Krishna consciousness, they are actually tatsat. They are complete. So devotees, everything they do, actually they do to please Krishna. Ordinary people also eat, devotees also eat. But devotee eat prasad, the food offered to Krishna. So there is a difference between eating prasadam and ordinary food. Because prasadam is offered to Krishna. That way it becomes spiritualized. That way it is actually as a remnants of sacrifice. So now, as explained, different activities, dan, charity, sacrifice, specifically in this chapter, these three activities are specifically mentioned. One is sacrifice, two, charity, third, finance, etc. So, about sacrifice, how in our day-to-day life we can perform this sacrifice, yajna. So, Kali Yuga is actually full of faults, full of disadvantages, full of quarrels, full of miseries, full of anxiety. But there is one advantage. That is, to please Krishna, to perform the sacrifice, it is very easy. What is that yajna? That is Harinam Sankirtan. So, that is the advantage of Kali Yuga. In other yuga, people used to perform Ashtanga Yuga, temple worship, yajna. Whatever benefit they used to get out of those activities, in Kali Yuga, we can easily get by performing Harinam Sankirtan. So that's why in Kali Yuga, the Harinam is the essence. In every, actually, different people have different motivation to do any, perform any activities. Like we already read that some people, one who is in mode of passion, he performs sacrifice out of pride to get some material benefit. So question is that the same sacrifice, if somebody is in mood of passion, so will he get the result he wants if he performs this Sankirtan Yajna? The question is, the answer is actually yes. This Harinam can fulfill any desire one may desire, actually. But at the same time, the one plus point is that this Harinam actually cleanses our heart. So initially, one may chant, one may participate in Krishna consciousness activities, expecting some material gain, prestige, whatever. But when he keep continuing this Harinam Sankirtan, slowly, slowly, all those anarthas goes away and actually come to the mood of goodness, and which is the actually platform to come out of this mood of three mood of material nature. There is one story I just remembered, because when we comes to the point that cleanses the heart, means anarthas, so many anarthas, lust, anger, pride, illusion, greed. So one of out of so many anarthas, the pride, actually it is so strong that you achieve something because of blessing of devotees or Krishna's will, you immediately feel pride, proud. So actually proud actually comes just prior to your fall down. So this is the power of pride. So one time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in South India tour, one devotee of him, Vasudev, he was actually leprosy, he was suffering from leprosy. And he came to know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to a particular temple. So he immediately rushed to find the Lord. But after reaching there, he came to know that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already came and left. So he felt so distressed. He was crying. Actually, he was so pure devotee, that his whole body was infested with worms. And he was so compassionate. If some worm fell down from his body, he will again put in his, in the body again, back. Because he feels that this body is actually, I'm not only the partner of this body. Even these worms also need some food. So he again put back to these worms to in his body. So much compassion, so pure. So he came and he knew that, he came to know that this Mahaprabhu already left. He cried. And knowing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knowing that actually his devotee is in distress, he again came back from the way, far away from his way. He again came back and met Vasudev. So he embraced Vasudev. Then that miracle happened. Immediately, Vasudev actually get rid of that leprosy. His body become very this strong and very healthy. Though actually Vasudev should become very happy, but instead of becoming happy, he became again morose. He started crying. Mahaprabhu asks, "What happened now?" Vasudev told that I am very in anxiety because till now I was suffering from this leprosy and I was very humble and I was out of this village. Nobody cared me. Nobody gave respect to me. So now I may feel proud that Lord gave me mercy. So I'm distressed. I may lost my sense. So that is the... Though we know that Vasudev was a pure devotee, he never affected by any pride. It is just to teach a lesson to us. But this pride is so strong that devotee is always conscious that he may not fall prey of pride. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered that don't worry, keep chant and never offend devotees. Pride will never touch you. So that is the power of Harinam. So any distress, any kind of distress, you want to get out of it, just chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All I know that how this lust is so strong. In fact, for ordinary people, one who actually try to, one who claims that, one who, not claims exactly, one who hear that actually there are people who actually they are not actually into this sexual activities. They felt that it is impossible and this is crazy. He may be some abnormal. But that is the power of holy name that demonstrated by Srila Haridas Thakur. Prostitute came at night, but she could not do anything to Haridas because she was completely absorbed in Harinam and completely took shelter of holy name. So that is the power of holy name. These are few examples in the material level, not material level exactly, some spiritual but not ultimate level. So there are unlimited benefit of this Harinam Sankirtan Yajna. The ultimate result of chanting holy name is what? It actually reveals us our own identity. Our own identity is Krishna's servant, which is not possible by any other process, specifically in Kali Yuga. And that is the actually ultimate goal of any living entity. Ultimate goal is to know one's position as a Krishna servant or his real identity. Krishna Prem. That is the actually final goal of chanting holy name. So while chanting, while we are practicing this Krishna consciousness, we may sometimes think that we are chanting and one day we may get the result, Krishna Prem. But even then also this may not happen immediately or even after many births, because we'll have to follow the certain do's and don'ts also. If we chant holy name inattentively, if we offend the Lord's devotee, we may chant, we may get little benefit, but it will never give the ultimate benefit. So, while performing this Harinam Sankirtan, we should be very careful also not to offend devotees and to follow our teachings of acharyas and to learn how to take shelter of holy name completely. So, this is the conclusion of my presentation in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 17, text number 25, 26, 27. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So is there any doubts, comments? Hare Krishna. So we will perform now Harinam Sankirtan. We can start now. Jai Gantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki.